Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy, rousing and drunkenness, and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I love Lent. And frankly, we are good at Lent. There's something exciting, like a sports team almost, of coming to the beginning of Lent and recognizing there's stuff in my life, there's stuff in my heart that can't stay. Things I love too much, things I'm too attached to. And this season, I actually have the chance to invite the Lord and pray with him to just get rid of it, so that then come Easter, we're ready to celebrate Christ's death and resurrection. I also love Advent. But the thing is, I don't think we know how to work with Advent as well as we do with Lent. We're so good at just like, all right, stuff's got to go in my heart, stuff's got to go in my life. I'm going to embrace fasting, prayer, almsgiving. I'm going to eat no meat, eat no desserts. I'm going to take cold showers even. Whatever it takes, just get those things off my heart so the Lord can have my heart. Advent, we're also wearing purple. It's also a time for penance. But it's a little different than Lent. Advent is also a time of preparation, but not for Christ's death and resurrection, but the preparation for Christ's coming. Preparation for his first coming, Christmas, when he became man. But it's also the preparation for Christ's second coming. One point in human history, Jesus Christ will come again to the earth as we know it, the beginning of the new earth, the new heavens. And whether it's then or the end of our lives, at some point, we are going to meet Jesus again. And we're going to have to give a report for our life. For everything he's given us, we'll have to answer for and say, this is what I did with what you gave me. This, my life. Advent is the time of preparation to take account. Okay? When that day comes, either the end of the world or the end of my life, what will I tell Jesus that I did with my life? Start getting in order of, all right,
what am I here?
And that getting in order requires repentance. It requires some penance. But it looks a little different than the penances of Lent, of no food, no meat, all that. For Advent, I want to propose three challenges we can do to embrace the graces that the Lord wants to give us during this season and not let it just become a pre-Christmas phase. Challenges 2 and 3 will keep very brief, I promise. And those will be just one-time events. But challenge number 1, silence. Advent is the season of silence. The Lord will give me the opportunity, I hope and pray, to preach on silence every first Sunday of Advent for the rest of my priesthood. It is something that is so necessary for our relationship with God, something we don't talk about enough, and something we don't necessarily like, at first, at least. When you hear silence, it might sound off-putting, because there's different kinds of silence. There's bored silence. What do we even do with this time? There's lonely silence, when there's no one around, it seems. There's tense silence, when our friend isn't talking, like, okay, did I make you upset? What happened? There's awkward silence, like an elevator, and it seems like you don't have a connection with anyone in the room, so we're just gonna sit here in silence. But silence is also the language of love. When you can go on a road trip with a friend you know so well, and you don't have a pressure to perform, you don't have a pressure to talk even, you're just happy to be with them. Maybe a spouse, you know them so well, you don't have to say anything, just being with them is such a joy. The Lord wants that level of relationship with us, and he's willing to do what it takes to carve out that silence so he can have it. It's something so good, but it costs us something. There's so much noise around in our world. As our Lord said in the gospel, after speaking about the end of the world, he says, "Do not let your hearts become drowsy from drunkenness and carousing, anxieties of daily life." We can let the noise, the drunkenness and carousing creep into our lives. Even we can let the noise and anxieties of daily life. There's so much noise in the world outside that the noise actually starts to enter our hearts, and we don't know how to stop. And our interior lives become just noise, worry, random small thoughts that aren't bad in themselves, but it's just junk food. And there's no silence with the Lord. If the noise outside dictates the noise inside, pretty soon there's no space for the Lord. There's no space to hear his voice. There's no space even to talk to him. Maybe silence sounds too negative, that no more noise, cut it out. The positive way of saying silence is just presence. If we don't have silence, we will not have the ability to be present to God. No silence means no presence of him. Okay, what does it look like practically speaking? Two things. We have to look at our calendars. And I know that's a challenge, especially this season. There's a lot of things happening, a lot of good things happening. We shouldn't necessarily cut out everything. But if there are 20 parties, maybe just 10, we don't need to cut out all the good things, but we have to place the first thing first. This Advent, there has to be time for prayer. In our daily lives, there has to be time for even just 10 minutes of prayer. Along with those time just devoted to the Lord, there has to also be time when we can find silence. Let's make time for it. If the commute to work, the commute to school, we can have silence, okay, let's embrace it. It's difficult, and a lot of things is like, I'm trying my best, but there's just so much. It is a challenge, but we have to look at our calendar and put the first things there first. Time with the family, time to pray with the Lord, time to just be. And then the important second things can come second. And next, we have to look at our screens. It's not comfortable, but there's any time of the year where the penance required from us is just to put that aside. It's Advent. Our fasting this Advent can be, if we're up for it, no screens. Why not? It's not complicated. It's not easy, for sure. But we can do it. It's definitely possible. And with that, a lot of grace will come. And if not that, maybe just something else intentional of no screens at this hour or a time limit. Or maybe just, if I'm going to do something online, I have to think about it the day before, and then I can do it the next day to make sure we're intentional about it. Because otherwise, it's just so easy for the noise to just run amok. And the noise isn't evil in itself, but it keeps us from him. This season, we're going above and beyond to cut it out so that we can have time with the Lord. Last thing about silence, it's not easy. We recognize it's not easy. Part of us is like, can we take the cold showers instead? That'd be a lot easier, actually. And frankly, yeah, it's not easy, but it's so good for us because we turn to noise like a second dessert. I can remember vividly driving north on Clinton Road one time, had an awful day, driving home from work, and I was stressed out, sad, tired, annoyed, and I, in the middle of that, started spiraling and just reached out for the radio, and I stopped myself mid-lurch and just recognized, what am I doing? Like, in the midst of my blech, I wanted to fill it with noise, just some kind of medication, something to numb the pain. And when we turn away from the noise, the first week or so is going to feel like, ah, what do I do with myself? I just want something to numb
the pain. I want the noise, kind of. But the Lord wants more for us than numbness. The Lord wants our healing, and the Lord wants relationship. So it's going to be uncomfortable a little bit. But by the end of Advent, I promise it'll actually be something we learn to cherish, that silence with him. Okay. Challenge number two, very briefly. Very, very good news. St. Vincent de Paul Parish will now be offering the Lord's Mercy and the Sacrament of Confession every single day, which is utterly a joy. That, as Pope Francis says again and again, confession is the field hospital. And from now on, if we are sick, if we have turned away from the Lord and we need him to heal us, we have that available every day. We'll keep our normal times on Saturday, but adding on some extra times with just one priest every single day of the week. I'll let Father Dan fill you in the details at the end of Mass. But it's just such a joy. I love being here. Getting my assignment, I've been so overjoyed, and this is one of the things I've been so excited, that the Lord just wants to give his mercy. There's no shame. The Lord just delights in mercy, and he wants to give us that chance every single day. Challenge number two, this confession, this Advent, go to confession. If it's been a while especially, come. The Lord has so much to give. Challenge one, silence. Challenge two, confession. Lastly, a third challenge. Like I said, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited for the opportunity to give the Lord's mercy every day of the week. And I have no way of calculating this. Only the Lord knows how he gives his grace. But I actually think there might be more grace the Lord wants to give this Monday night, even more so than the news of confession every day.